Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Artistic Director of the Newport Music Festival, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well, Jamie. Thanks for asking. Before we kick things off, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP, Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Jamie, today we explore the wonderful instrument of the harp and its contributions to both the orchestral and chamber music repertoire, both new and old.
Whoa, that's quite interesting. I'm looking forward to finally seeing the harp shine.
Well, Jamie, with the harp being in the same family as the string section, it makes the harp the most unique partner for chamber music and extensive solo work.
Man, oh man, boy, am I excited.
I'm excited too, Jamie, so I'll dive right in with our first piece today. Handel's Harp Concerto was originally scored for organ and included as a part of the full performance of Alexander's Feast at King's Theatre in London in 1736. In the Opus 4 publication, this harp concerto was issued as a work for organ and orchestra, making it fit seamlessly with the other five works in the volume, and it is on the organ that the work is most often played today. But a glance over the pared-down orchestra parts and streamlined textures, you can see the violins are muted, the bass parts play pizzicato or short, and the wind family is represented by two lone flutes. This immediately reveals that it was originally conceived for the quieter and gentler harp. This is Handel's Harp Concerto.
Thank you.
Ah, a stunning example of some fine early music. Nothing like Handel in the Morning to get you going.
Sure, Jamie. You really seem to have a lot of energy today after that last one. You know what? Why don't you introduce the next piece?
Okay. Sure. To showcase its new chromatic harp, the Pleyel Harp Company commissioned Claude Debussy in 1904 to write his Danse Sacrée et Danse Profane for harp and orchestra. Unlike the older pedal harp that was tuned to the notes of the diatonic major scale and had 7-foot pedals for chromatic changes, the new harp had no pedals. Instead, strings were added for each missing note in the chromatic scale. Accordingly, Debussy composed this set of 2 contrasting dances for the chromatic harp and string orchestra. The work soon entered the repertory of the conventional harp, and the unwieldy chromatic harp was abandoned. The company responded by commissioning Maurice Ravel to write a piece to display the expressive range of its double-action pedal harp. Ravel completed his introduction and allegro for a septet of harp, flute, clarinet, and string quartet in June of 1905, dedicating it to Albert Blondel, director of Maison Erard. He wrote it at breakneck speed, as he had to complete it before embarking on a boating holiday with friends. Ravel omitted the introduction and allegro from the catalog of his works, made no mention of it in his autobiography, and referred to it in only 2 of his letters. Nevertheless, it was often performed at his concerts, and it was the very first of the small number of his own works that Ravel recorded. This is Ravel's introduction and allegro for harp, flute, clarinet, and string quartet, followed by Debussy's dance sonata for harp and string. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I have to say, Jamie, that was really a nice job you did there introducing those last two pieces.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, Trevor. So what's next?
Coming from a set of 6 impromptus, Fauré composed all of these pieces for piano with the exception of the final one, which he transcribed for harp, for a competition at the Paris Conservatory in 1904. The other sections of this piece are light and brilliant, with a gentler central section marked menso mosso, or less quickly.
Thank you.
Now, since we are so close to the end and rolling down today's show, I just want to take a moment to say what a joy it is to be back in the studio with you, Jamie, and back in the homes of all of our listeners once again. Now, the next composer I wasn't familiar with until I came across this piece in my own research. One of Alfredo Casella's very last musical compositions is a three-movement sonata for harp, Opus 68, which he began and finished in 1943. It wasn't super popular then, and honestly, it isn't super popular today, but it is as approachable an example as any of the music of Casella's so-called third period, which ended around 1925. The piece makes things easy on the listener with its lean lines, neoclassical approach to rhythm, gesture, and form. The sonata opens with a dynamic allegro vivace movement in G major with two themes, the first more speedy than the second. This is Casella's Sonata for Harp.
Thank you.
Whoa, what a day. Thanks for coming to share this special show today.
What a day indeed. But before I say goodbye, another big thank you to our sponsors. The Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and of course, you lovely people listening right at home who give us a little bit of your Sunday morning to share and discover classical music together. It's always great to be with you, Jamie.
Great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!